Here we are, crossing the threshold into week two. Last week was a really full week as we laid a foundation of why I would want to invest myself in some basic concepts of doing that in an effective way and integrating it into what I already do and the time that already fills my week as a field leader or team leader. This week, we're going to look at two of the four aspects of onboarding a new person, onboarding a person and connecting them to their context, and secondly, connecting them to the team. This week, we'll really delve into some of the detail of what are the actual topics and details you might want to cover with the person. We'll work together on creating that kind of a list, and we'll also think about how some of the ways that we've been affected ourselves in these things. And I think especially as we get into talking about team, it's an interesting moment to kind of reevaluate your team situation that this new person's coming into and be able to, as you're bringing a new person on, not only realize that the team changes because of adding a new person in a significant way, but also realizing that this can be a moment to reassess where are you as a team, what do you really value, and are there some things that could change at this transitional moment. I appreciate your work so far, and I look forward to seeing what kinds of interesting conversations and growth and learning come out of this week, and I would encourage you to stay on time so that we can keep up with each other in the discussions and forums and projects where we're working together, building a list or building a definition. And I really appreciate your willingness to serve the Lord in this way by helping others be long-term fruitful and healthy missionaries. We'll see you in class. Have a great week.